This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. And we're talking this hour about how things are, life is going here in North Carolina. The Durham-based band Sea Cow describes their sound as rocked out pop or pop with an edge. They say they love to harmonize vocally. They love loud guitars. And according to them, their songs tend to have a sardonic, occasionally humorous touch mixed with neurosis and self-loathing. I tell you what, why don't I play something you judge for yourself?
I don't have to tell you where I've been. Devil and back again. The things I saw put my love to the test. By the way, the devil said, give you his best.
That's a song called Vampire from the new CD by Sea Cow. Sea Cow celebrates its new CD with a show at the Cave in Chapel Hill tomorrow night. But first, they join us in the studio today. Is it tonight?
Yes.
Night. All right. So tomorrow is today on the State of Things. We make amazing things happen. Misha Angrist on guitar, Jenny Peters on vocal, DJ Jameson is on bass and vocals, and Jody Maxwell on the drums. Andrew Snee is on a chair somewhere, but not here.
Yes.
Not here. Not
we miss him.
Well, but I'm sure you'll do well anyway. Good to have you here. Good to have you here.
Thanks.
How long has it been since the last CD?
Ooh.
That was 2007, right?
Yeah.
I think.
At
so
the latest.
That's how long.
Well, yeah. What took so long?
They wanted to do it themselves. I say they.
They.
Yeah.
They
say
the boys.
I
just show up.
You had other advice for them.
You know,
Misha,
kind of misguided epiphany that...
It's called a de-epiphany.
You know, we could just go out and get a cheap digital workstation and a few microphones, and we could go into Jody's basement and...
We've got a barn. Let's put on a show.
Yeah. Exactly right.
You hear that, Robin Copley? All your job is a bunch of equipment in somebody's basement.
Yeah.
Nothing to it, Robin. But it turns out, Misha...
Well, so the thing is, when you're... when you're not on the clock and you're not paying by the hour, then you essentially have forever to tweak and argue and redo things.
And add things.
Mm-hmm.
And make new mistakes.
Yeah. So you're not going to do that again. But you've got a great album now.
We're very happy with it.
It's very nice.
You know, there were many long nights when we were not happy with it.
Well, I'm glad that that's all behind you. Would you play a song for us now?
We would love to.
One, two, three, four. I see the mother of Elvis driving fancy cars through the night sky. A vision of the mother of Elvis, a painted face, better wipe my eyes. She's a mystery, a wonder to behold. She was a housewife, and everything is paid for. She is a pistol, ready to unload. I try to forgive her. I got this chip on my shoulder. I see the mother of Elvis. Flower dresses and cheap wine. Wonder if the mother of Elvis knew all along what she would realize. She was a time bomb, ticking to explode. She was a good mom, and look how she might have get you in a chokehold. She wouldn't like me, and I can't help but blame her. Maybe she meant well, maybe she didn't know better. Thank you.
business. Selling greeting cards in front of Safeway, yeah. Singing the praises of Jesus and keeping an eye out for baby. She's the sister in the corner of a picture, crying like a river, overcome with a rapture. I turn up the TV, try to forget her, all the legends, memories, and the love of a mother. Oh yeah, there ain't nothing like a mother's now.
Seat Cow live on the State of Things from their latest CD, Tell Me Where It Hurts. That's the mother of Elvis. What's behind that song?
Well, that was just a late night reflection on icons, I guess. Rock and roll and other. So, yeah.
Got thinking about that. And were literal icons of the sort of orthodox figures any part of that?
Yes.
Because in a way, I know I heard that. I mean, there's a sense of that kind of brilliance and kind of stock form.
I always saw it as more of an Oedipal thing, but...
That's where the neurosis and self-loathing comes in.
No, so all the trouble really was Misha the whole time. This could have been done a lot sooner. What about the writing? How's that done? You collaborate? How do you do that?
We generally, Misha and myself and Andrew will largely come to our practice space with fully formed ideas. Certainly we have a good rapport as far as making suggestions and improvements to others' work.
Jenny is just shaking her head. She just...
I'm just nodding.
But you, no. The up and down is nodding. Left and right is actually shaking. Although in Albania, well, never mind. So would you... I tell you what, would you play us another song?
Absolutely.
Do you all agree that you'll play another song?
Yes.
Sure,
all right,
do.
Good.
We do like each other very much.
Today, but you know me, I don't work that way. Don't like watching you stewing your juices, all you engines. Forget your cabooses. My cereal's soggy, I'm always on the run. My rent's late, my laundry's never done. Excruciating, I forgot to take my pills. Time's wasting, but I got time to kill. That's right, because I am the procrastinator. You say now, baby, I'll say later. Rome is burning, you always say. Neither was it built in a day. Procrastination is not for the meek. Takes balls to say, hey, sorry, maybe next week. Now I hear you saying that you can't wait. But when I finally do it, yeah, when I get around to it, yeah, when I finally do it, when I finally become a sustainer, gonna be great, yeah.
day. I am the procrastinator. You say now, baby, I'll say later. Rome is burning, you always say. Neither was it built in a day.
Well, Procrastinator live on the State of Things, Sea Cow. They're going to be at the Cave tonight in support of their brand new CD, Tell Me Where It Hurts. Can we use that as the theme for our fun
yes,
drive?
Yes, please. Absolutely. Do.
That would be perfect.
Wouldn't it?
Sure.
And it's true that all of the rest of you, oh, except for one, Misha, are actual sustainers here at WUNC to make your pledge month after month by having it withdrawn. Only one, Misha, just you. Not yet.
My wife is attending to it at this moment.
She's writing the check.
Operators are standing by.
She's getting to it. Well, that's perfect. The Procrastinators. Mm-hmm.
I can hear Ira Glass covering it
for our fun drive. Yeah. That's a funny picture, by the way, because I picture a guy on a horse with chaps and a whip and a bunch of money running in front of him. Get him up. But that's our fun drive. We're moving. I don't know. It's a picture that I have. Procrastinator, you are going to finally become a sustainer. That's all good. And then the other joke, of course, it's a wonder that song ever got written.
Indeed.
All right, we'll leave that one alone. You all have day jobs. Now, how does that work? How do you get together? Is it pretty tough, huh, to rehearse, practice?
Speaking of procrastination, well, Andrew has the hardest load because we practice at Jody's house in Durham and he's got a schlep up from Raleigh.
Mm. And he works in Chapel Hill and we all live in Durham.
Yeah.
So he's the geographically undesirable member.
Geographically challenged, but you do it. How often do you get together?
Well, when we're not taking forever to make a record, we try to do it every week or two.
Oh, that's great. You're playing the Cave tonight?
Yes.
You're kind of old for the Cave, don't you think? Just saying.
You know.
It's those, you know, the stairs really get us. We have to take some ibuprofen because our knees can't.
You get a good demographic blend.
You do, okay.
We like the fact that we can
swim, too.
We like the fact that we can bring our dogs there.
Well, that's great. Going to be there tonight, 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Indeed, yes. And with Jeff Hart and The Ruins.
You've been working a little bit with our pal Django Haskins, too, in songwriting. Is that true?
Yeah, I take lessons with Django, who, you know, besides sort of worshiping him, he also really kicks me in the pants and has made me better, I hope, and certainly more productive. So the last couple of years, really, Andrew has written the bulk of the songs, and he's a machine, and so that sort of
in a good way,
yes, that sort of shamed me into trying to get back on the horse.
Okay, what can you learn in songwriting? What's a thing that you didn't know?
You know, every lesson is really a revelation. We talk a lot about melody. We talk about selling a song. So, you know, my first assignment was to write a song with one chord. And I think I failed.
What was that chord?
Yes. D minor. It's very sad.
And, you know, now my sort of standing assignment is to write a timeless classic, and I'm still working on it.
Well, when you get it, you all come back.
Yeah.
Okay? Sea Cow, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thanks,
Thank you,
Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Sea Cow, they're going to play us out, but first let me tell you that the new CD is called Tell Me Where It Hurts, and they're going to be at the Cave in Chapel Hill tonight, 10 o'clock. For more information, seacow.bandcamp.com. Thank you for listening to The State of Things. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachel. Once again, here's Sea Cow.
though the world may bring despair. Imagination is what you do for real. Opportunities lost, deadlines come and pass, swallowed by the throng before you can raise your glass. Don't dare open the door, don't roust yourself from bed. Take your happy pills and refuge in your head. Live like you don't care, and the wounds that won't heal, though the world may bring despair.